From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, SK Hynix raises over $26 billion in its share offering ahead of a historic debut on the Nasdaq Global Select Market. The government is planning a series of forums to invite opinions from the public before finalizing its real estate tax reform initiative. And special counsel team seeks a 13-year prison term for Unification Church leader Han Hak-ja as she stands trial on multiple charges, including allegedly bribing ex-First Lady Kim Gun-hee. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. South Korean chipmaker SK Hynix has raised over $26 billion in its share offering as it's set to debut on the Nasdaq Global Select Market in New York on Friday. That's the largest foreign listing in U.S. market history. Rosin Bach has more.
SK Hynix priced its American depositary receipts at $149 per share, a U.S. regulatory filing showed Thursday, valuing the offering at approximately $26.5 billion. This landmark Nasdaq listing marks the largest foreign debut in U.S. history, surpassing Chinese tech giant Alibaba's $25 billion record set in 2014. It's also the second largest initial public offering ever, trailing only SpaceX. Driven by the AI boom and its leadership in high-bandwidth memory chips, demand for SK Hynix shares has been overwhelming, with strong interest from global long-term investment funds and technology-focused funds. In a move widely viewed as a strategic check against the South Korean memory player, Micron Technology on Thursday announced a $3 billion investment to boost the U.S. semiconductor supply chain, alongside its broader plan of spending over $250 billion in the country through the year 2035. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, who attended the Micron event, reportedly urged SK Hynix and Samsung Electronics to expand their production presence in the U.S., emphasizing that the American supply chain takes priority. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The government is planning to invite opinions from the public at a series of forums before finalizing its real estate tax reform initiative later this month or early next month. Apartments in Seoul remain out of reach for many prospective homeowners, having increased in price for 73 weeks straight. Pedrian has more.
According to the Korea Real Estate Board's latest weekly survey, the apartment sales price index rose 0.11% for the first week of July. Prices of apartments in Seoul rose 0.3%, extending an upward trend for the 73rd consecutive week. At a press briefing Friday, Presidential Policy Chief Kim Yong-bom announced that the Land and Finance Ministries and the Financial Services Commission will hold public forums to discuss housing supply, finance, and taxation issues. President Lee Jae-myung will then attend a public event dubbed National Grand Debate on Real Estate Policy on July 23rd to discuss the opinions shared during the previous week's forums. The events are taking place ahead of the government's real estate tax reform initiative set to be released between late July and early August. The Lee administration introduced housing market stabilization measures in October and designated all 25 districts of Seoul and 12 areas of Gyeonggi Province as land transaction permit zones, requiring mandatory prior approval for home transactions in those areas. The Seoul city government said Friday that property prices in the capital city rose 2.67% from May to June based on transaction applications, marking the highest jump since the implementation of the policy package in October. The government is now considering the contentious option of raising real estate property taxes to tackle the rising housing prices. Pyeongchang, KBS World Radio News.
The presidential office says the leaders of South Korea and Mongolia have agreed to strengthen cooperation to realize peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and in the broader region. President Lee Jae-myung and his Mongolian counterpart Okhla Khureshev reached the agreement Thursday during their summit in Ulaanbaatar on the occasion of Lee's state visit, according to National Security Advisor Wee Sung-nak. Wee said Khureshev expressed active support for Seoul's peace efforts and promised to fulfill the necessary role in creating conditions for improved inter-Korean ties and the resumption of dialogue as Mongolia maintains traditionally friendly relations with North Korea. An official from Lee's office said the two leaders spent considerable time discussing ways to enhance cooperation on supply chains for critical minerals and that this ongoing cooperation can be expected to continue at the government and business levels. When asked if Seoul expects this cooperation to reduce its reliance on critical minerals imported from China, The official said Mongolia is one of several countries being considered for the diversification of supply chains. A special counsel team is seeking a 13-year prison term for Unification Church leader Han Ak-ja on multiple charges, including bribing the wife of former President Yoon Sung-yeol. The team led by Special Counsel Min Jung-gi announced its recommendation at the Seoul Central District Court on Friday after indicting Han for allegedly gifting a luxury necklace and Chanel bag to former First Lady Kim Gun-hee through an intermediary while soliciting favors for the church in July 2022. Han is also facing other charges, including violating the Political Funds Act for allegedly colluding with former church officials to deliver 100 million won, or roughly $67,000, to Representative Kwon Song-dong of the main opposition People Power Party in January 2022. The team believes that Han sought Kwon's assistance in securing favors for the church in the event of Yoon's election as president later that year. Yoon, then a candidate for the PPP, ultimately won the election. The special prosecutors also requested prison sentences for others indicted in the case, including a 10-year sentence for Han's former chief of staff and a 3.5-year term for the former head of the church's global headquarters, Yoon Young-ho. Acting Police Commissioner General Yoo Jae-sung has apologized to the public and the bereaved family of a slain high school student from Gwangju after the lead investigator in the case was taken into custody for allegedly tampering with evidence. During a virtual meeting with top police officials Friday, Yoo said he was aware of public concern and censure over the incident and was deeply sorry for disappointing the public. The acting police chief also apologized to the victim's family for causing more pain, as the accused man's father, also a police officer, destroyed evidence that specifically linked sexual motivations to the crime. Yoo pledged to swiftly and thoroughly investigate all the relevant allegations and sternly punish those found responsible after an investigation and an inspection carried out in line with due process. A task force is set to launch for an overall inspection of the police investigation team, and a special team will be established under the head of the National Office of Investigation to look into irregularities and corruption in police investigations. One man is missing and more than 400 facilities have suffered damage after downpours struck the central region and other parts of the country over the past 2 days. According to the Central Disaster and Safety Countermeasures Headquarters, a man in his 70s remained missing as of 5 a.m. Friday after he was swept away by a torrent the previous day in Yeongju, North Gyeongsang Province. Landslides were reported in 5 areas including Okchon, North Chungcheong Province, and Yeongwol, Gangwon Province, without any casualties. A total of 453 facilities were damaged and 758 people in 7 major cities and provinces and 25 smaller cities and counties were forced to evacuate to temporary shelters. Authorities said the border areas of Yeoncheon, Paju, and Pocheon in Gyeonggi Province had witnessed up to 20 millimeters per hour of additional rain, which could be expected to subside in the morning hours. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 184.03 points, or 2.52% on Friday, to close at 7,475.94. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 43.43 points, or 5.47%, to close at 837.43. That's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.